We just heard Yaron Israel with a Stevie Wonder tune called Creepin'. Well, I'm going to try pressing a couple of buttons here, and we are going to see if we can get Yaron Israel right on the phone with us. Yaron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ooh, there you are. We were having trouble with our phones earlier in the week, so we were never sure if the call was going to go through, but there you are. Yaron Israel, we were just listening to your wonderful version of Stevie Wonder's tune, Creepin'. And I tell you, man, you came in at the beginning of that, anything but creepin'. Fabulous, fabulous. Your music is so wonderful. I'm all fangirled out here. I can hardly even talk to you. But one of the reasons that you're calling this morning is because you are the featured artist at our next Brian Barlow concert series. That's coming right up on Friday, October 24th, and we're encouraging people to get their tickets now. There are still tickets available, but don't wait on this one because you definitely want to be there for this show. It's at St. John's High School in the Robert R.J. Performing Arts Center. That's Friday, October 24th at 7:30. Yaron Israel. Yaron, you and I were talking a little earlier, and you were talking about coming out to WICN years ago and performing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was such a great time. My colleague, Pamela Hines, who is one of the WICN radio personalities, and she's a great pianist, as many might know. I'm actually on a couple of her recordings. But she invited us out. We were actually promoting, speaking of the Stevie Wonder project, we were actually promoting the record that that we did in tribute to Stevie Wonder, which is called Visions. It was really important to her that we come and perform live. So I wasn't able to bring the entire band, but we did come and we performed there in the studio as a trio. And I remember meeting Bryant Barlow at that time, and such a warm person. And I could tell that, you know, the whole using that performance space at that time was really important to him. It was a very, really important initiative. And because a couple of times I was like, well, do you really want us to come to the studio and perform? Can I just come and talk? But it was really, really important to actually have the presence of live, you know, live music in the studio. And I really, in hindsight, I really appreciated that. And now knowing a little bit more about Brian, I can see why that was so important.
Indeed, incredibly important. Brian continues. Brian passed away a while back, but he is still such a huge part of our WICN family. That's a wonderful story. Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's our Heart of Jazz Fun Drive right now. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Yaron Israel, who will be the featured artist at the next Brian Barlow concert series. That's why we were just talking about Brian. That's coming up on Friday, October 24th. It's just one of the live concert events that WICN is so... We're just so proud and happy to be able to share music with our WICN community. Yaron, you and I were talking before, and you said something about, and it was talking about performing in the Studio 50 here, and it's about the idea how important live music performance is. It got me thinking about the fact that, and I wonder what you think about this, because you have so much experience and have played for so many people in so many different circumstances. You're also an educator. You're also a pastor. The depth of commitment that you have to music and to elevating people through live music, this is something that really matters to me as well. And I think it's really... It's intangible, so it's difficult to, you know, it's not like a dollar bill that you can show someone and say, here, look, this is valuable. But it's so incredibly valuable, and I wonder if you can talk a little bit about why it's so important, because, of course, that's what we're all about here at WICN is champion and guarding, if you will, culture. And I think that nowadays, especially, maybe people lose sight sometimes of how incredibly important it is for people to get together in person, in a space, and make and listen to music. What do you think about that?
It's critical. It's critical even now more than ever. And not to get any political in any kind of way, but
no, of
we
course
all
not.
Know that some things that are dear to us in terms of the performing arts are, you know, have a strong hand in being eliminated these days. So it's more important than ever that we continue to support the arts, particularly live performance, because if we continue to support it, we could subsidize things and actually create the culture within ourselves, you know, and because we realize that it's important to us, so the people will can speak in that regard. But bigger than that is the fact that for me, this whole thing of coming together and experiencing music, particularly jazz, particularly creative music, even if we take it beyond music and art at large, is so vital because it's a spiritual thing. It's a very humanistic thing, and I believe it's something that we all need, but certainly if we don't feel we need it, it's something that we can all utilize. I mean, I always think of it from a standpoint, like you mentioned, it's an intangible thing, something you can't see, but you certainly can feel, you certainly can hear it. And I always think that it's kind of something that comes from the creative beings. I mean, creativity, music, art, live performance, it comes from a place that we don't see, a place that's bigger than us, through the performer right to the audience. And that's something, it's hard to describe that, what happens there. But, you know, it's one of the only things that we could move one another without our hands being in contact with anyone. You know, the music speaks through the airways right to the hearts and the minds of everybody. So it's a very powerful thing. And it's one of those things that I take very seriously because, you know, it's like someone could be having a tough time, and just being in that space can lift that energy. You know, again, affecting people without even saying anything, without even, you know, touching them physically, but touching them really in a very spiritual way through the music. And so that's what it's all about. It's about that connecting, you know, through our ears, you know, through our heart, through our mind even, and, you know, and through the spirituality that's within us, no matter what you may call it, but there's a connection there, a humanistic connection. So music is a great vehicle. And live music, you know, it's funny because, you know, I say music, but when it's live, it has a different, it's a different avenue. I mean, listening, you know, on your stereo, listening on, you know, now with all the video and all that, that's one thing, but it's nothing like experiencing music live. So I'm so elated that I'll have the opportunity, myself and my band High Standards will have the opportunity to perform as part of the Brian Barlow concert series at the, I'm really looking forward. I've heard a lot about the Robert J. Performing Arts Center.
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous space.
Well.
Oh yeah. It's just fabulous. This is Friday, October 24th. I'm speaking with Yaron Israel. He is, as he just mentioned, the next featured artist at the Brian Barlow concert series, coming right up Friday, October 24th at the Robert R. J. Performing Arts Center at St. John's High School. You can get your tickets. Visit WICN.org. I want to thank you so much, Yaron. I could talk to you all day. I love what you said because I couldn't agree more about the ephemeral nature of music and the way that it affects people. without touching. In fact, it's sort of beyond words. You know, we use words to talk about it, but there really aren't any words. It's the way that it makes you feel. As a performer, as an audience member, it can elevate and lift everyone. And then everyone who's at any musical performance, live musical performance, can take that energy with them and go back out into their community and keep spreading it around. And as you pointed out, that's the way that we move towards having the world that we want to live in. That's what WICN is all about. It's all about promoting that intangible, glorious feeling. We're all looking forward to October 24th, and I want to encourage you, if you're listening right now, to get your tickets for your Yaron's concert on October 24th, but also to pledge your support to WICN so that we can continue to bring these wonderful live performances. We can have conversations with musicians like Yaron Israel. We can share the music with you that we share every single morning here on Morning Vibe Time. The number to call is 508-752-0700 or pledge online at WICN.org. Yaron, I want to ask you one more question. I'll give you the last word and then I'll let you go. If someone was there listening and they hadn't yet contributed and they're sort of on the fence, why is public radio so important? Why is it so important for people to support this? What's the big deal?
Wow. That's how long do you have? Well, you know, as we all know, there's been so many radio stations. I'm really happy that WICN is still here. There's been so many radio stations, particularly after COVID, who, you know, physically couldn't make it, didn't make it, and even before that. And what happens? Radio supports the artists in terms of their recorded works, and without that, it's the means of getting the music out to the people is lost. I mean, I know that we've taken the place of some physical radio stations with online entities, and that's great as well. But, you know, I to me, you know, that vision of an actual radio station where that can do things like concerts and outreach to the community, you know, you can't, you know, that's something that's so important. And even just this concert series that's happening, you know, under Brian's name is something, you know, that's part of the whole outreach aspect that radio stations historically have been a major component. So it's been a partner, if you will. The radio station is a partner with the artist and also a partner with the community and bringing those entities together. So it's really vital to us to continue to support. And it's public. It's public ran. And so, you know, it's like the dollars that is given, the donations that are given go a long way in keeping this music live, essentially. And keeping the community engaged with the music, and even like we're doing now, you know, having this opportunity to actually speak to one another, even engaging the artists and the artists being able to reach out and to the community as we're doing this morning. So it's all, you know, it's a vital part of the community, what WICN is doing.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much, Yaron, for taking the time to speak with us this morning. I love what you have to say, and I love your music, the concept of high standards, setting high standards, also making sure that this music from the Great American Songbook is honored and cherished, but pushing it forward into the future as well, so that it's not just a museum piece. It's alive, it's vibrant, it's right now, and it's going to be happening with Yaron Israel and his band High Standards at the Brian Barlow concert Friday, October 24th. Get your tickets at WICN.org. Thank you so much, Yaron. It's been a great pleasure for me to speak with you this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Michelle, thank you. Thank you for all that you do as well. Thank you for having me.
You bet. We're going to hear another track of yours right now from that Stevie Wonder. You are the sunshine of my life. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.